Coaches Insight programs continuing here on Care 93.7, Brandon Tamman, and we're now on to ACCHS, and we're joined now by the girls' basketball coach, that is Andrew Eckert. It is presented by L&L Construction. Still one more game left for the Tigers here in the regular season, but the sub-state bracket is set for next week. We'll dive into that momentarily, but Coach, real quick, just a quick thought. You got a very solid Jefferson County North team on Tuesday night. They're able to get that big win. Just, you know, take us back to that one and just ultimately what led to a team defeat there.
It was a tough matchup for us. They got some big girls inside that, you know, give Madison a little trouble. And just our team as a whole rebounding and everything. So, and they kind of put some different defenses out at us that, forced some girls to take some shots, and we just couldn't hit any. So we had plenty of good looks, just we just weren't able to hit any shots.
Yeah, and you get one more game here to wrap up the regular season on Friday against Pleasant Ridge. You look at that first matchup that was back right before the holiday break, December 21st, and Pleasant Ridge able to get that win by 10, 38-28. Both teams probably a little bit different now compared to a couple of months ago, but how do you expect kind of this second meeting to go between P. Ridge?
Well, that game went into overtime and everything. It was a tight competition, back and forth. They just made a little more plays in overtime. Yeah, I think both teams are probably a little bit different now. Both teams are a little more experienced, and it'll basically come down to who's able to put it in the hole a little more.
Well, let's talk about the sub-state bracket coming up next week. It is set, so obviously it'll be a, kind of a little tune-up for you against Pleasant Ridge on Friday, but then it's going to be a very quick turnaround for you on Tuesday night, so you got to go through the weekend, and then Monday you'll get some practice time, but then Tuesday night you do have the luxury of playing a home game, which is nice. You are the 4 seed. You'll get 5 seed Perry LeCompton out of the Big 7. I know you're getting ready for the P. Ridge game on Friday, but how much have you looked ahead? Have you been able to look ahead a little bit as far as prepping for this sub-state game on Tuesday night?
Yeah, we definitely got to do kind of a balancing act here of make sure we're ready for P. Ridge, but also taking a little look at Perry. We saw Perry down at the JCN tournament. We didn't play them, but we saw them. They played before us on our first round game. So we at least have seen them once there, and we've been watching some film this morning and everything. So, yeah, it's kind of a balancing act, making sure our girls are ready for Friday night, but also looking ahead, make sure that we are doing our utmost to be prepared for Perry.
ACCHS girls basketball coach, that is Andrew Eckert, again joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction. Tigers off a loss to JCN on Tuesday. They'll get Pleasant Ridge on the road Friday, wrapping up the regular season, and then Tuesday it's a quick turnaround. It is sub-state basketball time. ACCHS, the 4 seed, will host Perry LeCompton. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip Tuesday night in Effingham, as sub-state is now officially here. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck here on Friday and, of course, Tuesday as well, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right, thank you, Brian.